Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Are you ready for total darkness? Well, I mean, of course, it's depending on where you live. And April 8th may be a very, very crazy day for a lot of people across the country. Raven, the total solar eclipse is coming.
You know, I love space. I'm fascinated by this. It's even got my wife talking this time. Here's the thing, Anna. I don't know where to sit. Where do I go? How do I see it? Can I look at it? I really don't know.
Well, Rochester, New York is the largest city that's in the path of this.
Okay.
And joining us, it's Hillary Olson. She's the president and CEO of the Rochester Museum and Science Center. And Deborah Ross, she's a chair at the Rochester Eclipse Task Force, which sounds really scary.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just people walking around with clipboards figuring out how to do this thing.
I just imagine everyone screaming, the total eclipse is coming. Is that what it's like in your home?
It sort of is, right? We've been preparing for this for 7 years since the last major eclipse in the U.S. because we knew it was coming here, and we knew that by preparing well in advance, we'd be able to prepare a whole weekend of activities, even more than those glorious 3 minutes and 38 seconds of darkness.
All right, so Hillary, people that don't understand, like, what is a solar eclipse?
A solar eclipse is when the moon comes in between the Earth and the sun, and it blocks out our view of the sun.
So what do you have planned for that 3.5 minutes there? Is that when it's going to like rage like nobody else's business? Are you going to pick somebody's pocket? Will somebody get married? Like what are we going to do during that time?
And most importantly, do we have to wear those glasses again?
Right.
So you only wear the glasses during the partial phases of the eclipse. The entire country will experience a partial phase. And so everybody should get prepared with their glasses because you'll see the moon partially covering the sun. During that, though, everybody has a different experience. So it's different for me, the person standing next to me. But no matter what, you will be bonded to that person forever. So you want to make sure you experience it with people you love.
That's so much pressure.
People are going to be making out, right? Like, this is the craziest New Year's Eve of my life. I got to figure out what we're going to do here. What are we going to be listening to? What will I wear?
We've heard tales of people getting married during an eclipse or planning on getting married during an eclipse. In Rochester, we have breweries that have brewed eclipse beer. We have wineries that have created eclipse wines. We have restaurants that are creating eclipse menus. Everybody is in on it, and everybody is excited to host all the groups that are coming to visit us.
If you're not in the line, all you're going to see is a little bit of darkness or not any darkness for the rest of the people in the world. Like, are we just, you know.
The losers that can't make it to Rochester.
Right. We're just out of luck.
Losers.
You are kind of. In terms of darkness, you are.
If you can get those eclipse glasses, then you will be able to see that partial eclipse. You can look directly at the sun using those glasses. So everybody in the continental United States is getting an eclipse. It's not nearly as cool as being in that path.
Good news, Anna. I just found an aluminum foil suit. Mm-hmm. I can get it online for $208.
I just bought all of us the glasses on Amazon because I know they're going to spike up as we get closer to April 8th. There were $6.99 for 10.
Look out, Rochester. Here I come.
All right. Yeah. So if people want to make the pilgrimage to Rochester, what suggestions do you have?
The first thing to do is to visit the website, visitrochester.com. That's going to let you plan your itinerary for the entire weekend. There are art exhibits and concerts. The night before the concert, we have a huge Rochester Philharmonic world premiere of an eclipse week. There is a baseball game that you can go to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday where our Rochester Red Wings are going to become the Moon Rocks. And then on Monday, you get to choose from many dozens of places to be in the past, depending on your interest and the interest of the people with you.
I wonder if Travis and Taylor are going to be there.
Definitely.
This is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time today. And we're excited to see what happens as long as we're wearing our protective eyewear.
This suit looks good.
Yes.